This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, Friday night. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed.
My guest and I were talking about is a perfect illustration of what I'm about to talk about. See, this is, it's become, whether it's a state government like here in South Carolina or federal government, it's really becoming more of a thing about power. Who has power? And it's not so much about the issue anymore, it's to see who wins in that power struggle. Now, I did not know in the state of South Carolina that one senator could see a bill he does not like and put his name on it, whatever that means, and that bill dies, basically. So, in my state, as an example, we've got a house that is a bunch of lumberjacks, and then we've got the Senate, which is a gigantic log jam. The current debate over gun control policy in Washington has Congress and the Obama administration at odds over which of them has the most power. And the Supreme Court is staying on the sidelines. President Obama betrays and exhibits quite a bit of frustration over this. He doesn't understand why we wouldn't just say, well, yeah, we want more gun control because you said so. He announced in January that he would be acting on his own this month. And that was at the beginning. 2 weeks later, Attorney General Loretta Lynch went to Capitol Hill and confirmed what many legal observers noted. The actions seemed to restate the current law. She told Republican lawmakers that the actions didn't overstep the president's authority because they didn't make new laws. They clarify laws that are already on the books because clear notice will help ensure that these laws are followed, she testified before Senate Appropriations Committee. But the Republicans are skeptical of this, and they appear ready to use their control over federal spending to rein in the executive branch. I think they should just shut it down, but then again, I'm not in charge of anything. Representative John Culberson of Texas has threatened to try to withhold Department of Justice funding for fiscal 2016 if the administration tries to move forward with any of the executive actions. GOP appropriators could also seek to attach policy riders to spending bills that would block aspects of the executive actions. Now, once again, all these things are simple flexes of muscle. The president has proposed something, and these guys are going to penalize him for it, which they were elected to do. That's what they were elected to do. They're just not taking as far as I want to know. I want to see them do it. The department is on notice. It said Richard Shelby of Alabama, chairman of the Commerce, Justice, Science Subcommittee. Subcommittee will have no part in undermining the Constitution and the rights it protects. Amid the debate, the Supreme Court has exercised their right to remain silent when it comes to gun control laws. Last time they took anything up was the McDonald decision, which was 2010. So it's been 6 years. Many of the, you know, since that decision, many of the deadliest mass shootings in the nation's history have happened at schools and theaters and other public spaces. Cities and states across the nation have implemented gun control laws in the wake of a growing list of senseless attacks, such as the Sandy Hook shooting. And the Supreme Court has declined to hear challenge after challenge to laws that ban certain types of guns and bullet magazines, including a high-profile case in December over the gun control laws in Highland Park, Illinois, that banned assault weapons, so-called, and magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. When the justices don't want to hear a case, the laws are left in effect. Now, there's more challenges headed to them soon, giving the justices the opportunity to hear a case and issue a ruling on gun rights laws with a nationwide sweep if they choose. Yet, a majority of the justices don't appear ready to do so, leaving states, localities, and less likely Congress free to act. Adam Winkler, a constitutional law professor at the University of California, L.A., wrote, "The problem for gun control advocates is not in the courts and not in the Second Amendment. The problem is getting laws passed through the legislatures." Justices may be waiting for a better case. They may be waiting for federal, state, and local lawmakers to sort out the highly charged issue. Or they may be unwilling to test how the court as a whole would rule given the narrow 5-4 rulings in landmark gun rights decisions in 2008-2010. The reasons they stayed out of Highland Park and others cannot really be known outside of the walls of their private meetings. It takes 4 votes for the Supreme Court to agree to hear a case. While Thomas and Scalia voiced their opinions on the Highland Park case, the other justices did not telegraph their vote or reasons for it. So lawyers are preparing to ask them early this year to review an appellate court decision from October that upheld court provisions of New York and Connecticut bans on semi-automatic weapons and restrictions and blah, blah, blah. Dave Koppel, an adjunct professor of advanced constitutional law at the University of Denver, said the justices themselves, looking back at the 5-4 split decisions on the Heller and McDonald gun cases, might be unsure of what side might prevail if they decide to take a case. He thinks one plausible scenario is that none of the justices feels confident with what Kennedy would do, so nobody wants to find out, referring to the man who often is the swing vote. Clark Neely, a senior attorney at the Libertarian Institute for Justice, who also represented the plaintiffs in the Heller case, says he suspects that the justices are concerned that the direction of the law would be moved in the direction they dislike, and they don't know which way it would go. He also said, "I think the Supreme Court recognizes that Second Amendment gun regulation is a very, very politically charged issue. I think they're reluctant to involve themselves unless they perceive it as absolutely necessary." Well, anyway, it's all about power. At the end of the day, it's all about power. Who can wield power most effectively? Which, by the way, has no room in the Republic. There's no room for that. There is no room for that. On the one hand, I'm glad I finally know where the linchpin is to get things done in the Senate. And on the other hand, I don't know how that's going to happen. I really don't know. The only reason I want to have reciprocity with Georgia is I like to go to Georgia. But I like to go to North Carolina, too, where I do have reciprocity. I could move to, and see, the thing is, I could move over the state line in North Carolina where they would recognize my permit, and Georgia would recognize my permit too. Problem with North Carolina is they have Jim Crow laws where you have to go ask permission to buy a gun. Maybe they don't have any more, but they did. It may look better on the other side of the fence, but they have their own set of minutiae. We will be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ready to discuss something that's barbaric? Because I got it. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The best tactical holster there is. One of the problems I have with the followers of Allah is the special attention they pay to dogs. Now, dogs, well, not human, anybody that has dogs understands that they give us a degree of comfort that we can't find anywhere else. And that's why we have them. It helps our soul. And believe us, or believe me, we all need some soul salvation sometimes. The dogs that I have lost in my adult life have been, they've always lived to what is a ripe old age to be a dog, and then they pass away, and it is shattering for me because it has become a member of the family. I mean, we had a full-bred law enforcement stock, military breed, every sibling that dog had, and one of the parents had been, a working dog in the military or in law enforcement, and we managed to keep her for 12 years, and then she just up and got cancer one day, and it was horrible. We were lucky to have had her as long as we did, but that's all beside the point. Islam does not see them the way we see them. The fact that they would look at something that gives us that salvation, that soul soothingness, and see them as the way you and I probably see a rat is a little telling for me. And it's not just that. It's the delight they take at it. The diversity they bring here to the United States, when it comes to the matters of dogs, they're taught to hate them. Not in the Quran, mind you, but in the Hadith and other sources. And all of these lines have numbers, which I'm going to skip simply because I don't want to tell you who said them. But first of all, from Abdullah bin Umar, Allah's apostle ordered that dogs should be killed. From Abu Dawood, Allah bin Magafal reported the apostle of Allah saying, "We're dogs, not a species of creature. I should command that they should all be killed, but kill every pure black one." Oh. Then there's another note that says, "The Prophet did not order the killing of all the dogs, for some are to be retained for hunting and watching. He ordered to kill the jet black ones. They might be more mischievous among them." Then there's Allah's messenger ordered the killing of dogs and then said, "What is the trouble with them, the people of Medina? How dogs are nuisances to them, the citizens of Medina." He then permitted keeping of dogs for hunting and the protection of herds and for the protection of cultivated land. Then there's the messenger of Allah ordered killing of the dogs and then said, "What about them? What about other dogs?" And then granted concession to keep the dogs for hunting and the dog for security of the herd. And he said, "When the dog licks the utensil, wash it 7 times and rub it with earth the 8th time. Then there's Abu Zubair that heard Jabir Abdullah saying, "Allah's messenger ordered us to kill dogs, and we carried out this order so much so that we also killed the dog roaming with a woman from the desert." Then Allah's apostle forbade their killing. He said, "It is your duty to kill the jet black dog, having 2 spots in the eyes, for it is the devil." You see, Muhammad was a thief. He was a caravan raider. That was okay because he's only raiding the infidel caravans. And dogs guard against thieves in the night. So as a result, man's best friend, their prophet, he didn't like him, so now Muslims don't like him. And this can result in problems when they apply this belief in roles involving contact with the public, like we recently had here in the United States. I take you to the internet sensation Uber. There,
there, here recently, a Uber driver viciously slammed a passenger's service dog onto the ground after telling her she couldn't have a pooch in his car, leaving the animal with a dislocated hip and an injured knee that required surgery, police said. The 30-year-old Manhattan resident had gotten into the cab with her silky terrier, and this is a true terrier, little dog, in other words, around 7:30 p.m., I'm not going to give you the street number, when driver Mohammed Qayyum, 23, saw the puppy, told her, "I will not take your dog in my car," which is against, service dogs are allowed per Uber policy. After he refused to drive with the woman and her dog, he got out of the car, went to the right back passenger seat, and grabbed the dog's leash from the woman's hand. He used the leash to yank the dog out of her lap and threw the animal to the ground, according to a complaint from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. He has denied all the charges. And, you know, you may be surprised to hear this, but now he's charging racism himself. He claimed that after the woman refused to show documents proving the terrier was a service animal, she made racist, religiously disparaging slurs and punched him in the face several times. Now, Bill, why are you talking about dogs? They do this to children, too. They do this to Muslim children. They do this to infidel children. They shatter innocence wherever they go. And I've got to tell you, taking that oath, when I got to really take that oath, that was one of the proudest moments of my life. But it is a burden, because when I see something like this, something in me ignites a little bit. Something in me gets a little warm and wants to... I want to be somebody I used to be again. And I want to take it to them. It's going to get worse before it gets better here regarding Islam. Don't worry about what they get out when they get out there and tell you, well, how many people died because of terrorism? That's today, but that's subject to change. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Being asked in the chat. Okay, so guest 880, in answer to your questions, number one will be March. Number two, it will be from there, still going to GCN because GCN is part of my life now. Number three, I haven't figured out the face tube yet. Number four, still working on the chat room, too. I'm working with the engineers on that. If I get one, I'll have the other, so it'll just be that way. So all of that's what you got. Look for it around the latter third of March. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 807-404-8. Still getting used to that new phone number. It is confusing. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. I'm a military veteran, and on the one hand, I'm very proud of it, and on the other hand, I'm very angry about it. Let's say I were to go and testify in front of my state to my state General Assembly. The gun grabbers, who would invariably ask me about my background when I brought up the military part of it, would tell me
thank you for your service. I no longer think a gun grabber is going to be able to say that to me and not get a reply. Let me tell you why. Every time a gun grabber goes out there and puts a postulation forward about let's ban this, let's ban that, let me see where this sticks. That is an affront to the oath I took. It's an affront to my defense of the Constitution. There are plenty of veterans who couldn't care less about the Constitution. When they threw their arm up, I don't know, you know, they joined for the benefits, or they joined to see the world, or they joined for lots of reasons. I joined, the thing that got me to join was the bombing of the Beirut barracks in Lebanon. The Marine Corps barracks in Beirut. I thought we were going to war. I read the stories about this truck that went through there, and I read about the guards that had no ammo, which that made me, I thought that was the stupidest thing I'd ever heard. Why would you have weapons and magazines but no ammo? They watched the truck chug through the gate without them being able to stop it whatsoever, and it hit the entrance and it detonated. And what, 200-plus Marines were killed in an instant. We forget about things like that. Those guys were probably, you know, I have sat on what is referred to as a bunk or a rack or whatever you want to call it, in a barracks with a bunch of military guys, and we're talking about the girl back home, or we've got a magazine showing the car we want to buy, or we're talking about this weekend, the pass we're going to take and where we're going to go. And in an instant, in the middle of all of that, 200-plus young lives extinguished. A young man or woman that joins the military goes out there and purposely alters their life. They go out there and you're no longer a member of the United States citizenry while you're in the military, because it's a different form of life. It's not a democracy. It's not a republic. You are at the beck and call of your first-line supervisor, who is at the beck and call of his first-line supervisor, who's at the beck and call of the company commander, who answers to the battalion commander, who answers to the brigade commander, who answers to the division commander. And at any time, the word might come down, and we've all got to go pack up and go somewhere foreign and try to kill a bunch of people that are going to try to kill us. And we do the time, and some of us don't come back. And then we, the ones of us that do come back, we remember the ones we served with that didn't make it back. And two, you know, we're sitting there and we're thinking all these things, and then we wake up one morning and we're out and we're civilians again. And I see a guy that says, "We can't trust you, American citizens, with guns." And I have a problem with that, because you trusted me when I volunteered to wear the uniform. Nobody does it for the money, okay? Maybe if you don't have a job, you might do it for the money, but nobody's going to look at the military as a profession to get rich. You do it because you feel a calling, or you've got a goal, or whatever reason. I mean, when I joined the Army, there were still guys being told by a judge, you can go in the Army or you can do a year in jail. So a lot of guys joined the Army that were pretty rough individuals. Turned out, most of them turned into pretty good soldiers, too, once they got something to apply themselves to. So I sit there, and I take stock of everything happening in this country today that a great many of my contemporaries are making possible. There's some older than me, some a little younger than me. But, I mean, the guys that I served with in the military when I was in the 80s, a lot of them are in politics now. And I think about politicians that look out there and they just want power over us. And I remember You know, when I was talking to Representative Pitts, I was asking him about Caton Dawson. Now, Caton Dawson is a GOP operative here in the state of South Carolina. Used to be the state GOP chairman. Caton is very much a political animal, although he only does it when he can make some money off of it. He's not really somebody that pushes to be in office. He prefers to be in the scenes, in the background. Caton and people like him fully believe that their shirt and their tie are all they need. And I don't begrudge him wearing a shirt and a tie. Not at all. However, here's the thing. Come push, when push turns into shove, and things go really deep south really quick, it's going to be people like me that people like him will be calling daddy. It's going to be people like me that will be the ones that know how to organize and how to put things together and make things happen. And should we win that day, it will be people like him who will be waiting to see us win so they can come back out and try to assume control. And with each and every passing day, as I become more and more aware of that dynamic in play, and I look at politicians as they try to manipulate things going around them all the time, my anger grows. It is my shortcoming. I should be well beyond this at my advanced age. I am not. Something has to happen. Let it happen while I'm still viable. We'll be right back.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Yep. That's good advice. Wounded Warrior Project has been under fire for transitioning from being a service organization to what it is, which it was always going to be. It's a wealthy, self-serving fundraising organization. Occasionally, they'll get somebody, and they decide to make him part of the dog and pony show, though. Here, we talk about retired Army Staff Sergeant Eric Millett. He came home from Iraq in 2006 with a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart, along with a traumatic brain injury and PTSD. They enrolled him in its program, Warrior Speak, which provides important life skills that help warriors succeed. In 2013, the charity hired him as a public speaker. But Millett quit last year. He told CBS News correspondent Chip Reed that Warrior Speak is less like a program to help veterans and more like a fundraising vehicle. They will tell you it's not, but it is. I begin to see an organization that rakes in millions of dollars a year, but is not helping my brothers and sisters, or at least not all of them. I don't have any personal knowledge of the Wounded Warrior Project corporate structure. It's very important to have a very nimble referral service for mental health treatment for our veterans. And I know of a story for a WWP referral from a different state that facilitated mental health services for a wounded veteran who lived in a rural county with very limited mental health care. They unobtrusively monitor the services while keeping a concerned eye on the vet. Without that, this veteran probably would not have gotten any needed help. But
They're committing $100 million to the Warrior Mental Health Care Network in a partnership with four hospitals nationwide. Most of that $100 million, though, will go to the hospital and program administration. Not to making a bed. Not... not to hiring nurses or anything else, to administration and to the hospital just for having it. Outpatient mental health services do not need the umbrella of a hospital setting or national administrative structure. On the contrary, outpatient mental health services do better without organizational partners. In the case of that one warrior who actually got some good help, there was no overbearing structure. He got a call. There was very little paperwork involved, and within a week, that guy was in an office. The vet appreciated the simplicity and confidentiality of a private setting. You probably won't have that in a nationwide hospital partnership. That $100 million would go a whole lot further without any of that administrative overhead. It bothers me to think about what they do with the veterans. I'm very fortunate that I don't have these issues. The problem also for veterans, if they do have PTSD, is that they go and they seek the help they should be seeking, and then they get a gun-buying disability slapped on them because they have PTSD and because they're taking Paxil or Zoloft or Wellbutrin or something. That bugs me. All kinds of ways it bugs me. There are some people out there that they believe that we're not willing to pay the price to contain an organization like ISIS. Joe Biden took the occasion of Memorial Day to telephone the Iraqi Prime Minister Hadir al-Abadi for the purpose of making the political equivalent of a halftime locker room speech. He assured him of U.S. support. But when Biden assures you of U.S. support and he works for Obama, you'd best be getting ready to grab your fourth point of contact and kiss it goodbye. And maybe have a good real estate agent. Let's not blame poor Joe Biden. He's just a terrified little man with the lingering hands and too much fondness for the world, literally, the definition of which he does not seem to know. He's an unserious man on this as on, you know, all matters. But he is an unserious vice president who serves at the pleasure of an unserious president who serves at the pleasure of an unserious people. And that's the problem. Whether we like it or not, in a very large way, under Bush, we took care of business in combat. Whether or not going into Afghanistan, whether or not going into Iraq was justified or not, it doesn't matter. We went there and we did a good percentage of the deed. There were some things involved in that that I didn't like, of course. But then we elected... And I say we because the American people did. They elected Obama, and they elected Obama to undo what Bush had gotten done. To undo what the military bled to do. He was elected for the express purpose of surrendering the gains that we made in Iraq. We created a vacuum, he created a vacuum, and what we get is ISIS. 2008, the electorate was war-weary, and, you know, and craven. They were craven. And I don't even know why, because the military is still a volunteer military. Nobody was getting out there saying, you have to go serve and go fight this war. They didn't like seeing it on TV. Are we willing to pay the price for what it takes to remain a republic? That's the question. That's the question everybody needs to be asking. We have to be willing to pay that price, though. We don't have any choice here. We can pay the price over there, or we'll be paying the price over here. Now, for most of you, you don't understand what that means. You don't understand what that means. It means horror if it comes here. Absolute horror. Some of you will repel from it. Some of you will gasp when you start to see it. The sheer brutality of it, the sheer barbaricism of it all, it will shock you. And then you'll be saying to yourself, we should have done what we had to do to contain it over there. And I completely understand why it's going to bother you. I get that part of it, I do. But I'm telling you that you have to have a degree of fortitude to live in this world. And if you don't have it, and if you're not going to try to get it, then you're going to be a victim. Should all of that get out there and happen, if it happens here, which I don't want it to happen here, I don't want to have to shoot any Islamic people here. Doesn't mean that I won't if they rear up, but I don't want to. But if that happens here, I'm not going to blame you for being the way you are, but I am going to blame you for not at least paying enough attention and having enough foresight to understand that you are living in a republic and you're living in a country that is the biggest, baddest dog on the block, sometimes you're going to have to bite something. Because when you're number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, really pale in comparison as far as freedom, which is the big word, freedom. That is it for the week. Be back on Monday. Everybody stay safe. And remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.